Hello, this is Reggie Watts, and you're listening to the Jimmy Fro Show right now.
It's the Jimmy Fro Show.
Rocket Studio. It's another one of our Mind Rocket sessions. Today I am with Plunkett from, is it Woodhill, Illinois?
Woodhull.
Yeah. Glad to have you guys here. You guys came a long way, like 9 hours.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I seen you guys open up for Dinosaur Jr., you and Easy Action, and it was one of those moments. I've had many. I need to buy their CD like now. You know, I went home with it, got addicted. Found you guys on Bandcamp, and then here we are today. So, real quick, just go through and say your name, what you do in the band, and then I'll ask you some tricky questions.
I'm Timothy Yates. I play bass and do vocals.
I'm Jacob Beck. I play the drums and
do backing vocals and occasional lead vocals.
I'm Jake, and I play guitar.
You guys have a lot of fun with videos. Like, I've seen some of your videos, and like they kind of have like a living room vibe, like purposely lo-fi, and that's cool. Tell me about, give me like an interesting story about your EP. I think you had, is it Nerves? Is that your first?
Yep, yeah, that's our EP.
And you had a song on there, I'm going to try to pronounce, is it Clort?
Yes.
Yeah. I got it right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Badass song.
So what happened with that was we were playing Scrabble and Jacob was trying to pass off the word clort, which is not a word and did not count, and he did not get his Scrabble points. But when he wrote the song, and when we were looking for a name for it, we were like, let's call it Clort, which is perfect, because if you go to YouTube to find the video and type in clort, it's the only thing that comes up because it's a made up word.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Smart tagging.
Yeah.
Cool. So tell me about the, how did the Dinosaur Jr. show come about? You told me before, but I want everyone else to hear the story.
Oh.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, we got in contact with Sean Moeller, who does the booking for Codfish Hollow. Earlier that year, we asked if we could open for Bully at the Raccoon Motel in Davenport, and he let us open. He really liked us. And then later that year, they announced Dinosaur Jr. without an opener, and then Timothy on a whim's like, well, he said yes that other time. Why don't we ask him again? And we did. And he said, all right, you guys are on the bill. It was simple as that.
From there, we proceeded to crap our pants and start practicing for months.
Yeah.
But that was a real learning moment for us. And we've done that like 100 times now, is you don't know what the answer is until you just ask.
Right.
So for the one Dinosaur Jr. opening show that we played, I've probably got 10 or 11 unanswered emails or no's for other bands to open for,
yeah,
which is fine.
Yeah.
Because the one time it works is the one time it matters. So.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So any interactions, you guys get to meet him or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really get to meet any of them though. Really.
I mean, we basically got to share the same space with them for like 5 hours. Yeah, I mean, we could have
went up. Green room kind of vibe?
Yeah. I mean, we could have talked to them and hung out, but we kind of just let them kind of do their thing.
We didn't want to be intrusive.
Yeah.
That was kind of, I think it would have been really rude, like, because they're like legends to us.
Yeah.
And they're legends to a lot of people. And they probably get people coming up to them all the time and being fans. So we just wanted, it was just nice to be there and see like Jay Maskus eat a bowl of chili. Like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, every time I hear Sebado, I think of chicken tortilla soup, because Lou Barlow, we were eating soup and he came downstairs and got some soup. And I was going to go up and get some sour cream to put in my soup. And Lou Barlow walks in. I'm like, oh, I'm going to hang back for a second. And then he also put sour cream in the soup. I'm like, oh, cool.
I thought you were going to say that the sour cream was just a maneuver to hopefully meet Lou Barlow.
Oh, yeah. No,
the old sour cream trick.
Are you going to tell about
Mason? About Mason, yeah. So part of the whole Codfish Hollow thing is the crew and the people there are just great.
Yeah.
And they, before the show, they have everybody come over and eat dinner at their house. And we were sitting outside, and Murph, the drummer for Dinosaur Jr., comes out, and he's just sitting there talking to us and stuff. And
talking about the difference between llamas and alpacas.
Yeah, that came up, and he bummed a cigarette from our buddy. And for some reason, they had him driving this shuttle van back and forth, our buddy, like I said, who did not work there at all or anything. It was just the kind of place it was.
Huh.
So we get in the van and we're driving back, and I go, Mason. He goes, what? I go, you know that was like you just bummed a smoke to Murph. And he goes,
who the hell's Murph?
Who the hell's Murph? And I was like, the drummer for Dinosaur Jr. And he goes, well, if I would have known that, I would have made him buy his own. He's got enough money.
But the Dinosaur Jr. thing was fun, and it was cool, but we expected opening for Dinosaur Jr. to be a cool experience. What I didn't expect was how great the crew at Codfish Hollow was.
Yeah.
They are by far the best crew in the country.
Sounds amazing.
The barn sounds amazing, but the hospitality was overwhelming. They were so much food in the green room. We had to submit our first rider. We've never done that before. So I said, you know, if we have some water, we're fine.
It was great. They took us downstairs to the green room and they had this big, you know, cooler thing. And they're like so this there's like two big coolers full of like all kinds of food and liquor and stuff. Like, this is Dinosaur Jr.'s. And they opened this other door and like, there's your water.
there was one 24 pack of water that said Plunkett on it. It was great. Awesome. But the hospitality was really and we had so much to eat, and then they go, hey, go back to the house for your meal, and we were like, what? There's more? Wow. And it was pretty awesome. Those guys do such great work, and the entire crew and it's amazing. It really, if you've never been to Codfish Hollow, you should go.
I've been there twice. Seen Built a Spill there, and then show you guys so played. Cool. I seen the Counting Crows show on YouTube.
Yeah,
that would have been nice.
Yeah, that was our first time there. Like, I wanted to see Dinosaur Jr. there a few years before that, but it was sold out by the time I found out. But
so, what about you guys? You guys got a new record out.
Yeah.
Where can people find it if they want to buy it?
They can, if they want to buy it, they can buy it on Bandcamp, or they can find us and buy it. We might put them on Bandcamp.
Yeah, we got to work on that, getting the actual physical copies.
We have CDs out. This is our second album. It's called Better Check the Kids. And you can find it on Spotify and iTunes Music and all the other streaming stuff, I think.
AOL buddy list, probably.
Yeah.
Deezer.
Napster, I don't know.
It is like on like all the streaming things.
All right, right on. And is there a website? Do you guys have a website?
We don't kind of have a WordPress, but we don't update it very much. But yeah, you can find us on Facebook. Yeah.
Our social media pages.
Social media
pages. Bandcamp.
Yeah, Plunkett522 on Twitter and
Instagram, probably same.
Plunkett Band at Instagram.
All right, right on. And just really quick, one more thing. You mentioned the band Bully. So maybe at the end of this, I'll play just a short clip after you guys' songs of Bully, because I'm curious myself. I want to hear them.
Yeah.
Is there a song you'd recommend?
They're all good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Oh. It's Bully, or just Y?
Bully.
Like a bully.
What about Telethon? You guys mentioned Telethon.
Oh, yeah. Telethon, Punctuation. It's an awesome song by them.
Okay.
Check them out.
All right.
Yeah. Cool.
Bully's a fairly big, I mean, they're signed to Sub Pop, so like.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Thanks to Josh Roman at Mind Rocket for making this all happen. And we'll talk to you guys soon. So we come.
Six has three different battle commands. And an all-new combat sound. There's Stalker. Cobra Commander. Overkill. And General Hawk. Talking Battle Commanders, each sold separately.
Hey, this is JD from Jagger Holly. You're listening to the Jimmy Fro Show.
is at issue, so is desire. Wherever desire is at issue, so is its appeasement.
Hey, this is Rick Polo from Baroque Monody. You just heard Eros off our latest EP, The Four Loves, right here on The Jimmy Fro Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, do you have balloons?
Yeah.
You don't have balloons?
Oh, what?
You guys don't make balloons?
Yeah.
So can I order balloons from you?
No, you have to come in.
Do you have any lobsters?
Hold on 1 second.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for balloons.
Okay, what kind?
I like the balloons, the blue, big, brown balloons.
Sure.
I like to blow them up and then let the air out.
Oh, come on in, you can do that.
How many could I touch and lick?
As many as you want. You can touch and lick them all.
I like those balloons. Those balloons are nice, too.
Whatever you want to do, man.
I like that shit. We drink that shit.
Oh, whatever you want to do, bro.
I like to eat lobster, too.
Okay, you can eat lobster.
I used to order lobsters and shit.
Yeah?
And I wouldn't eat that shit. I licked that shit.
You lick it, huh?
And then I slapped that shit right off my table. That shit was good.
Yeah.
I slapped
that
shit.
All right, man. I'll see you later.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, this is Nick.
And Katie from Sexy Pig Divas.
You're listening to The Jimmy Fro Show, and this is our new song, Come Like a Phoenix.
Yeah. Jimmy Fro Show is a non-profit production. Please go to jimmyfro.com to contact Jimmy and find links to buy music by the bands featured on the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Don't eat any more food in your room, Mother said.